Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day, new hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today.
Later this evening, but all is well. We are not going to complain about the weather because we know that everything is in divine order. Welcome to Here's to Your Health with me, yours truly, Dr. D, Dr. Doris Moton Sproul. I am not an MD. I am a naturopathic doctor. I'm an herbalist. I'm a raw food chef. You can say I'm a holistic specialist. I'm a health and wellness specialist. I'm into helping people maintain, regain, and improve their health using natural means, such as herbs, things like herbs and whole food and good water and exercise and prayer and, you know, rather than any kind of synthetic drugs, because we know that the body will heal itself. So we like to give the body what it needs in order for it to heal itself. get out in the cold, get some of that cold air, breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. It's very good for you. It'll toughen the lining, that lining in your nose. It'll toughen it up so that you won't be so susceptible to a lot of the things that's floating around in the air, those little viruses and bacteria and things like that. Okay, so the cold air is good for us. We're in Michigan. We're supposed to have winter. You know, when winter, if we don't have a winter, then we get to thinking, like, what's up with that? What's going on? We're going to talk about some good things tonight. We're going to talk about foods that promote healing, foods that heal, healing properties in foods. And I'd like to suggest to you all to pick up a book. The name of the book is Taking Every Bite Seriously. It's by Lakeeta McCauley. In fact, we're going to have Lakeeta on the show very soon, so stay tuned for that. Just a couple of announcements before we get into the show. As you all know, every Friday, every fourth Friday of the month, we'll get together for a chat and chew. And this is where we just get together and we chat on some healthy food and some healthy refreshments, and we'll chat about health-related issues such as eating. The one we have coming up on January the 27th is concerned eating to live. We should be a people that eat to live and not live to eat. So that one's going to be on Friday the 27th at 8 p.m., from 8 to 9 p.m., and it's going to be held at 310 Burt Lane, Inkster, Michigan, in Inkster, Michigan. Yes, Inkster, Michigan. excuse me. Saliva went down the wrong way. But like I said, this chat and chew will focus on foods that will promote good health. You know, sometimes in the wintertime, we don't take time to eat as we should. But we need to. We need to at all times nourish the body so that the body can run at its optimum level. So seating is limited for this chat and chew, so you need to be registered. You need to register no later than January the 24th. And the cost of this chat and chew is $12 each, or if you bring a friend, then it's $10 each, because this year our theme is sharing is caring. Sharing is caring. So, you know, share the seminar with someone. And when you do that, you get it for a reduced price, okay? And then that gives us a chance to cover the cost of our materials, our handouts, and the healthy refreshments that you're going to be chewing on. Also, on Monday, January the 23rd, I'd like to invite you all to an anti-aging seminar. And this seminar, the name of this seminar, the title of this seminar is Anti-Aging from the Inside Out. And we all need to know how to maintain a youthful appearance. I'm not talking about on the outside. I'm talking about on the inside, because when the inside is running sufficiently, as it should, everything is running, you know, in perfection, everything is operating in perfection, then we feel good on the outside, and you look good on the outside, okay? So this is what this seminar is about. It's going to be at the Troy Community Center, that's 3179 Livernois, in room 303, that's in Troy, Michigan, 48083. And it's, like I said, the Troy Community Center. Come out and hear an awesome doctor, Dr. Pamela Benitez. Discover the power of the right foods and lifestyle choices in prevention. And understand how you can slow the aging process through good nutrition. You know, anytime you hear an MD talking about good nutrition, we got to give heads up because, I mean, this has not been something that they have been promoting all along. So this is a good opportunity to come out and hear some accurate and thorough information. Become empowered by simple solutions you can start immediately today. I tell people, they always say, well, I don't know where to start. You start by eating an apple every day, a good organic apple, because now you know apples carry a really high load of pesticides. I think it's something like 93, and the highest is a peach, and it's about 100. So, you know, you want to get you some good organic apples and eat you some good, get just one good organic apple every single day and see what a difference that makes. Okay, so, you know, sometimes we want to just do too much and then we become overwhelmed and say, well, forget about it. I'll wait until spring. You know, just do one thing. Commit to drinking more water. Do that. Commit to drinking more water. You know, half of us don't drink enough water, and you can tell by the consistency of our feces. You know, if it's sticky and you got to sit there for a while and push and push and push, you see, we have to maintain more water. Our brain is 75% or more water. The blood is 83% water. The bones is about 22%. The liver is about 86%, the kidneys 83%, and the muscles in our body is about 75% water. So, I mean, we need more water. Let's drink more water and put away all these soda pops and teas and all this other kind of stuff. People think because they drink a lot of this black tea and green tea that, okay, that's it. Your body wants water. You know, when you're thirsty and you, you know, fill your body with all these other things, you notice how you still are not satisfied until you get a nice cold glass or even warm glass, a room temperature glass of water. So, you know, we wanna make sure that we're getting enough water. So come on out and hear Dr. Benitez. Dr. Benitez practices at the William Beaumont Hospital in Royal Oak, Michigan, where she is a general surgeon with a busy practice now focusing exclusively on disease of the breast and breast cancer. And Dr. Benitez is passionate, very passionate about the care of her patients with a diagnosis of breast cancer. So come on out and hear her. That's on Monday, January the 23rd at 6:30 p.m. The doors open at 6:30. So, you know, and bring somebody. Bring a friend with you. Don't come by yourself. It's a free seminar. You know, bring somebody with you that would really benefit from hearing this information. She's also going to talk about a product by the name of Juice Plus, and I know that a lot of you have been calling me asking me about Juice Plus, and I mean, it's a phenomenal product. It's the next best thing to fruits and vegetables. You know, for those of you that can't get your RDA of fruits and vegetables, then this is a perfect way to do it. Juice Plus, it's awesome because, like I said, it's the next best thing to fruits and vegetables. It's one of the most thoroughly researched brand name nutritional products in the world. And it's supported by leading professionals, health professionals around the world. And a lot of doctors have come on board with promoting Juice Plus. When you can get 17 fruits, vegetables, and grains in a capsule, and it bridges the gap between what you eat and what you don't, you really need to take a look at this, okay? It's the largest selling whole food-based product in the world, whole food. I'm talking about whole food nutrition. I'm not talking about any kind of supplementations, no fractionated vitamins. I'm talking about whole food nutrition. And when is the last time you've seen a company that when a parent commits to taking the product, the child can get it free of charge. That's what Juice Plus is all about. So I invite you to take a look at it. Take an up-close and personal look at it. You know, some of the benefits that have been reported from taking Juice Plus is more energy, more regularity. People feel better, and when you feel better, you look better. When you feel better, you got a smile on your face. You know, you ever notice anybody that did not feel good? They don't. They all face all tooted up. So you know, take a look at this product. It increases your digestion. You have better skin tone. You sleep better. You wake up easier. Your nails and your hair is stronger. It's just so much to this product. So like I said, just take a look at it for yourself. Go to my website, www.juiceplus.com/, and then put the little plus sign in, and then put DM77556. And if you can't remember that, just go to www.foryourgoodhealth.info and take a look at it. But it's got some awesome things, and it's some of the things that I'm going to talk about tonight. It's got apples and cherries and cranberries, oranges, papayas, peaches, pineapples, oat bran, beets, tomatoes, broccoli, cabbage, carrots, kale, parsley, spinach, and brown rice bran. So it's worth taking a look at, okay? Okay, and if you need any further information on it, just give me a call. I'll be more than happy to talk to you about it. Tonight I want to talk to you concerning foods and their healing properties. We all know that foods have an awesome ability to help our body heal itself. And that's one reason why tonight I really wanted to get into that. We know that herbs have healing abilities as well. But tonight I just wanted to get into some of the foods. And this is something that came across today. A person asked me, they said, what is organic? What does organic mean? You know, because we hear that word, you know, a lot. What does organic mean? What does it mean when you see organic on something? Well, it simply means that organic produce and other ingredients are grown without the use of pesticides, synthetic fertilizers, sludge, genetically modified organisms, and things like that. Now, animals that produce meat, poultry, eggs, and dairy products do not take antibiotics or growth hormones when the meat is labeled organic. Now, the USDA National Organic Program, which is known as the NOP, defines organic as this: organic food is produced by farmers who emphasize the use of renewable resources and the conservation of soil and water to enhance environmental qualities for future generations. So this means that they're not putting anything on the soil that would leach from the soil into the vegetables or fruits that would harm or endanger future generations. No pesticides, no herbicides, anything like that. Now, most of the fertilizers made with synthetic ingredients like sewage sludge and bioengineering or ionizing radiation is all prohibited. Now, before a product can be labeled organic, a government-approved certified inspection of the farm must take place. So know that there's a inspection of the farm where the food that is grown and labeled organic, there has to be it has to be inspected. okay? And it must meet with certain rules necessary to meet the USDA organic standards. And companies that handle or process organic food before it gets to your local supermarket or restaurant must be certified too. So that's another good thing to know, that, you know, a place that sells certified organic produce or meat or what have you, the company has to be certified. Not only the product, but the company has to be certified to be a USDA organic handler of said product. So now, how do you know if something is organic? Now, the USDA has identified three categories of labeling organic products. 100% organic. This means that the product is made with 100% organic ingredients. Everything in the in that product is organic when it says 100% organic ingredients. Now, made with at least 95% organic ingredients, made with 70% ingredients that are organic, can maintain a level of being organic as well. So this is something you have to know. You have to do your research, because a lot of times if you're eating products and you say on it, it says, okay, organic, read further to see if it's a soy product, read further to see if it's made with organic soybeans. You see, and not just saying a generalized term of organic. So that's something you have to know. Products with less than 70% organic ingredients may list organically produced ingredients on the side panel of the package, but may not make any organic claims on the front of the package. See, did you know that? Okay, that's one thing. You have to know what you're getting into. When you start getting into wanting to do organic, you have to know these things, that if the product contains less than 70% organic ingredients, they may list it. They could list the organic ingredients, but now on the side panel of the package, but they may not make any claims of the product being organic on the front of the package. It's something, isn't it? Okay, now there's also a seal. There's the USDA organic seal. And you've seen that little seal on the side of the box, it's little or any package, just a little round seal, and it says USDA organic. Now, what does that mean? That means that the USDA seal assures consumers that the quality and integrity of the organic product is exactly that. It certifies and it assures the public that the organic certified operations must have an organic system plan and records that verify compliance with the plan. The operators are inspected on an annual basis. In addition, there are random checks to assure standards are being met. So when you purchase something and it says USDA organic, this means that there's random checks being performed, and annually the facility is inspected to make sure that everything is on the up and up. You see, so when you purchase, you want to always look for that USDA organic seal, okay? Because there's a difference between the USDA organic and just the organic. So, and there's a whole process, even with farmers converting over to organic. You know, if a farmer decides that they want to go organic, they can't just all of a sudden say, okay, well, you know what, next year I'm going to plant a crop of organic. It doesn't work like that. In fact, converting land to organic status is a three-year process. It takes 3 years for a farmer to convert his land over to organic status. And there's a two-year conversion process consisting of building up the fertility of the land and produce grown in the first year cannot even be stated as organic, you see? So there's a process with everything when it comes to being organic, a farmer being able to start producing or growing organic food. Now, in the second year, the produce may be stated as in conversion. You see, they can say that it's being converted into organic. But now, it's not until the third year that the produce may be stated as full organic. They can't just, you know, start 1 year and say, okay, next year we're going to grow all organic tomatoes. It just doesn't work like that, you know. So that's another good thing to know. Soil and natural fertility building are important parts of organic farming, and it takes process. It takes time. You know, it's nothing that's done in a season. It takes time to get the soil ready and everything to start growing organic produce. Now, the truth of the matter is a lot of people say, well, why does organic cost more? The truth of the matter is that organic food doesn't always cost more. And this is what we have to begin to do. We have to begin to seek out, you know, places. I just found out that Meyer, a friend of mine, and I were out shopping one day, and we happened to go in Meijer. And we found out Meijer has a wonderful array of organic produce. And then I went back in a day or so later and found out that they have organic Fuji apples, a three-pound bag for like $3.49. So you have to just learn to shop around. And don't be afraid to use the day-old. I found a bag of organic Fuji apples at Meijer's regularly, $3.49, and they were marked down to $1.19, the whole bag. And I got them home. I inspected them. I washed them. And one apple had one little soft spot on it, and it wasn't a spot that was really so decayed until I couldn't use it. It was just like maybe it had fallen, and it was a bump. But, you know, just look around. Look around for your organic vegetables. People ask me, well, where do you go? I don't go one place. I shop around, and I'm always looking for a good deal. We have a place that's called Organic door-to-door, and they will deliver organic produce right to your door. I've gotten some wonderful produce in those boxes, you know, but it's just about looking around and asking. Don't be afraid to ask people. Where do you purchase when I'm in the stores and I see people buying organic produce and stuff, I say, what other facilities do you shop at, you know, to get your organic produce? Where do you shop? So it's just about asking questions. There's no set place, you know, there's nothing written in law, say, written in stone that says, okay, this is the only place where we should get our organic vegetables. Begin to know. The places I go and shop, they know me. You know, they see me. If something's not right in the produce section, I call the manager. I say, you know, wait a minute. You know, I came here for this or that, and now I've got to go way out of my way and I tell them where I'm going. You know, I got to go way out of my way to go to Zerbo's to get something, and you guys have it here, but this isn't, you know, this isn't very fresh. You know, so don't be afraid to speak up. So like I said, I'm going to have my friend Latita McCauley on, and she's going to be talking about taking everybody seriously, because this is something that we definitely should be doing. Hippocrates says we should let our food be our medicine and our medicine be our food, and we should do exactly that. You know, I'm into eating right. I'm into my herbal. If there's anything going on, I had a crook in my neck a couple of weeks back. And I just began to use a herb on it that has, it's like a combination herb. And it took care of my neck so well. I mean, I just began to feel so much better. So we just have to know that there's so many things out there. Nobody has it all. Nobody. That's why people ask me, they say, well, you know, you don't just do raw. And I said, well, no, I don't. And that's my preference. No, listen, let me tell you something. Do you know who some of the healthiest people, it's been documented that some of the healthiest people in the world are Seventh-day Adventists, and they don't eat particularly all raw or all this or all that, but the way that they do eat, it's very beneficial to them. So, you know, just you have to find what works for you. Everything that I learned of concerning eating and herbs and anything else, I learned from someone else. There's certain things, you know, that I did, you know, I learned on my own, or like being in the kitchen and coming up with different recipes and things like that. Okay, but we all learn from each other. But take what works for you. I don't advocate anybody's way. I advocate in you finding your own way. When you begin to seek, you'll find your own way, okay? Now, does organic food taste better? Some say it does. Some say, I really don't notice the difference. Taste is definitely an individual matter. But hundreds of gourmet chefs across the nation are choosing organic foods to prepare because they believe that it has a superior taste and quality. So I would just say, you be the judge. You be the judge. I just love, in my own opinion, in my humble opinion, I truly believe that organic tastes better in some things. But some things I've tried, and, you know, there's a slight difference, but it's nothing where I could just say, oh, yeah, it was really distinctive. So you be the judge. You be the judge on whether organic tastes better, okay? Try organic foods for yourself and just see what you think, because it makes sense that healthy plants should have a healthier taste. But like I said, that's up to you, okay? So tonight I just wanted to get into some of the foods, foods that heal, foods that have healing powers. And the first one on my list is apples. You know, I love apples. I'm an apple lover. But like I said, when I do apples, I do organic apples because the pesticide load on apples are extremely high. So whenever I eat apples, I eat organic apples, okay? So that's just one good thing to know about apples. Apples contain very high levels of soluble fiber pectin, which soothes intestines and reduces constipation. That's why I say if you can get into eating apples, an apple a day, remember that old adage, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? You know, there may very well be something to that. So because it helps to reduce constipation. How? Because it improves the intestinal flora of the colon while reducing parasites and unfriendly bacteria. A simple little apple. Isn't that awesome? And they're so beautiful. They are so beautiful. Apple increases the elimination of toxins in the intestines. They improve digestion. They reduce gallstones and gout, overactivity of uric acid. Apples. Eat an apple. Apples lower cholesterol and manages the gums. Apples are excellent for children with diarrhea. Did you know that? If you have a child that has diarrhea, let them eat an apple. It's awesome. Its apples are full of antioxidants, flavonoids. Found in apple and other fruits and vegetables are known for their antioxidant activity. Antioxidants does what? neutralizes the free radical, which causes cell damage. So, I mean, it's just a good choice to eat apples. Apples is a good choice. It's a good food. It's a health food. And that's just some of the benefits. The benefits about apples are so enormous. The list just goes on and on and on. Before we go on any further, I just want to recommend again that you guys get a copy of this book by Lakeeta McCauley called Taking Every Bite Seriously, Protecting Yourself Against the Dangers in the U.S. Food Supply and Uncovering Scientifically Proven Cures Found in Fresh Organic Fruits and Vegetables, Herbs, Nuts, and Seeds to Reverse and to Prevent Degenerative Diseases. So I would suggest you get that book. And as I mentioned, we're going to have Lakeeta on the show. She's really busy. She runs the Raw Cafe in Southfield, Michigan. Awesome place. I've been there. And she's really busy. So, but as soon as we can, we're going to pull her away and get her on Here's to Your Health so she can share some of her healthy tips with you concerning eating. Okay, apples are very good for any anti-inflammatory. You know, we're hearing so much talk these days about different inflammations in the body. You know, it's just crazy. And if we could just realize that all we have to do is just go back to the basics. What are you ingesting? What are you putting into your body? I spoke with a young lady today, and she said that, you know, I'm so tired. I was thinking I maybe I need to go to the doctor and have a blood test done because it's just so hard for me to stay awake. I'm up 3 hours, and then I'm ready to go back to bed. And I just let her talk, and as she talked, I just listened. And I said afterwards, I said, well, listen, what are you eating? And I said it in a way that she kept talking. She said, well, like this morning I had a banana nut muffin. I said, well, what kind of banana nut muffin? Was it laden with sugar? And she said, oh, yeah, I was thinking about that. You know, we got to find out what goes into our body. You know, we always hear people say that, you know, this E starts in the colon. Well, we're taught as naturopaths that it starts with what we put on our plate. So we have to be more conscientious as to what we put in our bodies. All you have to do, if there's something going on, just take an assessment of what you're eating for a few days, and you will see exactly where the problem lies. And that's what I told her. And as I began to tell her that, and she began to pull out, she was like, oh, yeah, I think it did have a lot of sugar. I said, well, can you imagine what that does to your blood system, your bloodstream first thing in the morning? You hit it with all this sugar, so you get this surge of energy. And then all of a sudden it drops you. It drops you like a hot rock. And she said, you know what? That's exactly what happens. So I suggested some things to her. I said, well, try this. Try a smoothie. You know, try some. I gave her some suggestions on things to try. And she said, oh, yeah, I used to do that. And then this is what's so awesome. She said, wow, that's right, because I remember when I was eating like that, I felt so much better. I said, well, baby, just go back. You know, make a U-turn. You know, the word repent, it means to admit it and quit it. So I say, just make a U-turn. Just, you know, see where you veered off. Find out where you veered off. And just go back. You see, go back. And she said, yeah, that's exactly what I got to do because I don't feel good. I don't feel good like this. So it's just all about taking an assessment, an honest assessment with yourself. Okay? Also with apples. Apples have been shown in cancer studies to reduce the cancer risk of prostate cancer, ovarian cancer, breast cancer, and colon cancer. apple. Apples have vitamin B, vitamin C, potassium, calcium, phosphorus, iron. And let me tell you something. This is whole food nutrition. This is what I'm talking about tonight. We're talking about whole food nutrition. You know, there's so many things that we can do in order to help the body heal itself. But one viable thing we can do is being more assertive, more paying more attention to what we're eating, getting exercise. We become a nation of people that just do not move. That's where the term couch potato came from. We just don't want to move. We go to work. We come home from work. We want to sit and watch TV, want to, you know, play the games. Our kids, they're not getting the exercise that they used to get. We were talking one day, a group of us, about how we played outside until the porch lights came on. And then we still played. We just couldn't leave the yard. But now the kids, we were a friend of mine and I were in a Mediterranean restaurant about 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago. And the young man admitted to us, he said, he pointed to his little nephew and he said, he doesn't go outside. You know, he's inside all the time. He's either watching TV or playing one of those games, but he never goes out. And that's with most of the kids now. They're not interacting, you know, outside, playing outside and that sort of thing. They're sitting either texting on the telephone or playing these handheld games or something. And it's really to their detriment because we need to move. We got to move. Our lymphatic system, it only moves when you move, you see. So we got to get to moving. We got to begin to move. But apples are awesome. There's so many things about apples. Do you have a situation with your cholesterol? Apples. Apples and studies on obesity in males and female subjects have found that extracts from apples were shown to significantly reduce or lower cholesterol. Apples are also high in soluble fiber, like I said, which is pectin, which has the ability to lower cholesterol. And it has been demonstrated that an apple a day can lower your cholesterol, check this out, by up to 16%. A simple apple. Okay? So, I mean, it's just worth it to just, let's do something else. If you've been doing what you're doing so long and it hasn't worked, then let's do something else. Uh-oh, I've lost my earphone. But if you've been doing what you've done so long and it hasn't worked, then let's try something else, guys. You know, let's do something else. But we must take care of ourselves because we don't want to end up in a state where we have to be, you know, put into the hospital and things like this. You don't want that, you know. And if we just begin to just notice what we eat, sometimes we're so busy until we got all this food and we gobble it down so fast, we don't take time to enjoy our food, you see. But everything in our body, all of our organs in our body, it's almost like they're crying out saying, you know, slow down, slow down. We don't chew our food anymore. We take a couple of bites and it's gone down. One day I watched my little dog eat. And I said, my goodness, she don't chew. She just put it in her mouth and swallow, you know. And I said, that's how we do sometimes, most of us. We don't swallow our food. I mean, we don't chew our food. We just swallow. So I just, you know, I want to encourage you to get back to enjoying your food. You know, get back to sitting down at the table, not in front of the TV, you know. But sit at the table and enjoy your food like food is meant to be enjoyed. So, I mean, that was it on apples. Another fruit, bananas. Bananas lower blood pressure. They're high in potassium, and they are an excellent and important in regulating the blood pressure. So if you got any situation going on with your blood pressure, eat a banana. Have a banana. Bananas are awesome for stomach ulcers. Bananas eliminate bacteria in the stomach that causes stomach ulcers. Bananas. Would you believe that a banana is excellent in diarrhea? The banana is an effective treatment for diarrhea. And in a study involving infants with persistent diarrhea, green bananas and pectin improve small intestinal bacteria. It found in the diarrhea. So that's just something to keep in mind. If you're having an issue with any kind of diarrhea, a banana. It also reduces fluid loss. Bananas are well known among travelers in the third world countries for their anti-diarrhea properties. Isn't that something? Yes. Bananas also are used in colitis. It's a digestive disorder. Also with constipation because it's high in fiber, and hemorrhoids. So if you have issues with hemorrhoids, buy you a bunch of bananas. Eat some bananas. It's a high natural energy booster. So, you know, when you're feeling a little sluggish, grab a banana instead of a piece of cake or a muffin. You know, grab a banana. Blackberries. Blackberries are excellent. Blackberries prevent lung inflammation. Cognitive decline. If you're getting you get kind of forgetful sometimes, you may want to consider some blackberries. They're awesome antioxidant. You know, I remember times when the treat, our treat was fruit. We weren't allowed to do a lot of candy and stuff like that, so our treat was fruit. So if you just think back to when we began to get off and when we began to really have to suffer a lot of the consequences of the diseases and the symptoms of things that's going on now, we have to really look where it began. You know, before the 1900s, heart disease was not even in the PDR. They weren't even in the medical books. Heart disease wasn't. It wasn't until we became affluent and we could buy the higher-end meats, and we can buy more meat, that we began to get the same diseases that the affluent got. You know, all of these arthritises and things like that from the overabundance of uric acid and all of these things, the cancer. You know, on one DVD I saw, it says that meat is called the animal's revenge. Because the animals that we eat leave a little bit of themselves in our arteries, and they kill us, you know. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, that is really something. Listen, what we're going to do for a minute, I got to take a break for a second. I have a call coming through, so I want to take a break for a few minutes, and about a minute or so, and I'll be right back. So don't go anywhere, guys. Stay right there, and I'll be right back. Thank you. Okay, we're back. I thank you guys for joining in tonight. We had a person in the chat room that wanted to know more about the Juice Plus. And as I stated before, you can just go to my website. Go to www.foryourgoodhealth.info, and you can read all about it. You can check out everything there is to be seen on the Juice Plus and why we say it's the next best thing to fruits and vegetables. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to call me. I'd love for you to come out and to the seminar that we're having on January the 23rd, 2012 in Troy, Michigan, where the speaker is going to be Dr. Pamela Benitez, and she's going to speak on anti-aging from the inside out, discovering the power of the right food and lifestyle choices in prevention, understanding how you can slow the aging process through good nutrition, and becoming empowered by simple solutions you can start right now. You can start immediately. So feel free to give me a call in my office, 734-895-1940. That's 734-895-1940. And I'd be more than happy to tell you more about that upcoming seminar. And also, if you'd like to go to the Juice Plus website directly, you can go to www.juiceplus.com. / and put in the little plus sign, and then the D as in Doris, and the M as in Mary, and 77556. And take a look at it. Take a look at the research behind it. Take a look at the concept behind this product. Okay, this whole it's a whole food nutrition. It delivers key nutrients that are absorbed by the body. That means it's bioavailable. And it reduces oxidative stress. And oxidative stress is something we all have. If you exercise, you have oxidative stress, you know. So it just see how this product is just it's changing the way we look at fruits and vegetables. Okay, so with that said, I'd just like to say that once again, I'd like to plug my friend, Lakita McCauley, her book, Taking Every Bite Seriously. You really got to pick up a copy of this book. It's so beneficial. It gives the food descriptions, the health benefits, the minerals and the vitamin contents of each food. It gives you the pesticide load on all vegetables and fruits, and it tells you the diseases and the related fruit or herb that's good for the relief or to help the body really sweep it out, such as heartburn and aloe and licorice root and cabbage juice. So, I mean, it's just a good book to have in your library. You know, if I find a good book, I love to share it with you guys. So I just wanted to let you know about that. And like I said, we're going to get Lakita on the show. She's the owner of the Raw Cafe here in Southfield, Michigan, and we're going to get her on the show so she could share some awesome things with you concerning taking every bite seriously. And that's exactly what we should be doing, taking every bite seriously, not haphazardly eating or eating just for emotional reasons, you know, or because we're stressed or because we're just so hungry, we just got to grab anything and put it in our mouth. So once we began to eat to live and not live to eat, you'll see a significant difference in the way you feel. The way you feel about life, your energy level will just soar. I have so much energy sometimes, I wish that I could bottle it and put a label on it and sell it. I'm telling you the truth. I can't believe sometimes how much energy I have when I'm walking. Sometimes I'm walking with my little dog, and she'll look up at me like she's saying, wait a minute, what's going on here? You know, slow down. Hold on. So with that said, I just we've got a few minutes, And I just want to remind you all that of the Chat and Chew that's coming up. We have a Chat and Chew coming up on the 27th of this month, and it's entitled Eating to Live. We got to do better about our eating, and it's going to focus on foods that will promote good health. So if you're interested, give me a call between the hours of 9 and 5 at 734-895-1940 to reserve your seat for that upcoming Chat and Chew. And we'd love to have you. Come on and chat with us about some health-related things as we chew on some good, nutritious food. And, yeah, that's it. You know, it just dawned on me that I did not do my affirmation for today. I don't know what happened with that. I was running around trying to get everything started before set up before I started, because I had a couple of clients and I forgot to give my affirmation. But my affirmation for today just simply says that I am whole, I am healthy, and I am complete. I am whole, I am healthy, and I am complete. And, you know, I reflect that, which I am. I am whole, I am healthy, and I'm complete. So I hope that you're whole, you're healthy, and you're complete. And I just want to thank you for joining in, tuning in this week to Here's to Your Health, brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. Come back and be with me again next week, where my guest will. Well, as a matter of fact, I'm gonna just let it be a surprise. I'm gonna surprise you with my guest for next week, but you will be pleased. So thanks very much for tuning in, guys. And remember to be good to yourself. Take control of your health, because if you don't, somebody else will. So we'll come back next week and do it at the same time, the same place. And, let's eat to live. Let's live to live. And let's enjoy it. Let's enjoy the journey. You see, that living is not a destination per se. It's a journey. Let's enjoy the journey. You know, we make mistakes along the way. You know, you eat something and you say, oh, wow, no, I won't do that again. Let's learn from it, put it behind us, and go on. And let's enjoy the journey. Let's enjoy the ride, okay? Thanks so much for joining in, for tuning in. God bless you all. I love you. And until we meet again next week, enjoy the journey.